Good morning, everyone, and thanks again for tuning into the Bernard Burian podcast. I would be amiss if I didn't mention the great Mr. Kobe Bryant and just the legacy that he carved out in his 41 years on the planet as a husband, as a father, as a man, as a leader. He exemplified something that many of us still push to accomplish in our own lives, in our own homes, in our own communities. But one of the things that I don't want you to miss when you think of Mr. Kobe Bryant is that the focus, the determination, the drive, it was not something that he was born with. It was something he gave himself to. So no matter where you are at in your life, no matter what you have been currently growing through, are you committed to give yourself to the things that matter most? If we step back from the outside looking in, we would say Kobe gave himself to the game of basketball. We knew when he wasn't as dialed into the game of basketball because the ripple effects, his life off the court looked like it. But when he dialed in, when he focused, we have the legendary ideas of 81 points. We have the legendary ideas of scoring 60 points in his very last game playing in the NBA. And I believe there's always this remarkable arc in our lives. And there is space for redemption. There is space for rehabilitation. There is space for a remarkable comeback story, but more importantly, a remarkable legacy. And I think as we reflect on the life of Mr. Kobe Bryant, to not talk legacy, to not highlight the bumps along the journey, and to not highlight the consistency as a man, husband, father, and leader would help us run away from the greatness that lies within us. When I heard the news personally of Kobe passing on Sunday, it was a little bit after my spiritual routine on Sunday, and it was almost like a vortex of thoughts, because here I saw this father, husband, leader, businessman, and when I looked into my own heart, what I was immediately aware of was that my work wasn't done, but as of Sunday, Mr. Kobe Bryant's work on this planet was completed. And it's easy for us to put ourselves in the shoes of a creator and say too soon and things like that. But what I've always found is when we say we miss someone, we're saying that we didn't take the time we had to learn all that we could from them while they were here. I think what we have in terms of a video archive of who Kobe is, we saw him grow up in front of our lives playing the sport of basketball that took him to the world stage. And if you studied his lifestyle, the Mamba mentality, the training, the focus on the fundamentals, there's things that you could add to your journey to truly shift your thinking and shift your strategy to being the best where you're at. Now, was it painful? It is, and it still is. But the word remarkable keeps coming up as I think and process through my personal feelings and my personal emotions. I even wrote a prayer that I published on my blog to cleanse how I was feeling about the process and just truly forge ahead, knowing that it was a gift to watch his journey. And I should be more thankful than sad, having witnessed what I was gifted to witness. There is a time of mourning. There is a time of healing. And I love what Martin Luther King's daughter, Bernice King, said. And she said, mourning a celebrity does not equal a lack of consciousness. And sometimes the death of someone we feel like we knew, but we never actually touch, triggers pain about the death of people we knew well. We are on a brief pilgrimage here, reconciling life and death. Love well. As I reflect on what those thoughts mean, The death of someone we feel like we knew, but never actually touch, triggers pain about the death of people we knew well. It's so easy to focus on death, but let's focus on life. Who can you still say I love you to that you haven't called and said I love you to since the decade began? That's what I want you to focus on. In this moment of mourning, grieving, sad energy, who can you call and say, I love you to, so that they hear it in their lifetime? Because if you give to that, if you give to that space, if you give to that energy, I believe there will be not just closure, but a place to rebuild from. Something that I heard in some of my training and self-reflection that I want to share here, and I'll close the podcast with this. Kobe Bryant said, I never get bored with the basics. I never get bored with the basics. And I want to push on you to remember this. Just because something is basic, calling someone and saying, I love you, doesn't mean that it's easy. Just because something is basic, leading, doing your hard work, being consistent in your personal and professional development, doesn't mean that it's easy. Just because something is basic, sticking to your morning routine, sticking to your workout routine, making the adjustments from the feedback you get, doesn't mean that it's easy. And something else we have to acknowledge, the basics work. And if you admittingly assess your consistency around the basics, you'll realize that doing the small things will take you way further than the seemingly bigger, more public things that you would rather do. Again, Mr. Kobe Bryant said, I never get bored with the basics. I want you to reflect on that this week. I want you to assess what the basics are in your life. Make a short list of maybe some fundamental things you need to do. Maybe it's prayer. Maybe it's, again, your morning routine, your consistent workout, your nutrition, your meal prep, your reading one book a week. Whatever the basics are for you, I want you to dial those basics in, put it on the calendar, and for the next 120 weeks, just stick with your basics and watch the momentum you build and what you get to attract, because you're living your life according to the principles and values that support your character.
Some things are not surface, and some things go deeper than contractual obligations. Character goes deeper than contracts. Consistency goes deeper than contracts. And true connections, brotherhood, goes deeper than mere contracts. I'm talking covenant, executing on what you are told, keeping your word when everyone else has violated theirs. All that stuff you're hiding, all that inner corruption, it will all come squeezing out of you. See, because what is done deep down on the inside, in the dark, will always find its way to the surface, to the light. Bad character corrupts good company. Choose covenant. Value character. Value consistency. Value true connections.